move.
Welcome to It Is What It Is. Shout out to our sponsor. I'm going to be ready tomorrow.
You said you were going to be ready today.
No, it's tomorrow. I said by the end of the week.
You got one day.
Is Cam there?
I got to do the intro.
Cam, tomorrow I'm going to be ready. Welcome to It Is What It Is.
I don't know what that means. That's wild.
Boss. Cam, yesterday at the end of the show, you had like five different lines. I was just letting you finish, boss, because you was going crazy.
Let's start the show. Let's do it on TV. Let's do it.
Let's do it.
Trust me, I don't trust myself. Your jewelry, I get it to no show.
Welcome back to It Is What It Is. This episode is sponsored by Underdog Fantasy. The app is an easy way to make some cash just by making picks on your favorite players. Underdog is available in more than 30 states, including California, Texas, and New York, just to name a few. Make sure to support the show by hitting the link in the bio and downloading the Underdog Fantasy app. They'll also match your first deposit up to $100, and you get a special pick when you sign up. I'm Treasure Wilson, a.k.a. Stat Baby, along with your hosts, Mace and Cam.
Killer was good.
It was same game. How you, bro? You all right?
I'm doing excellent, man. I was trying to send you this signature, man, so we could have audio up, man.
I mean, yeah. We waiting on you. You know how to use DocuSign yet? Or you still need pen and paper?
Dang.
Cam, I let you get away with pause. You got away with a lot yesterday. In the end,
hey, what happened?
There was so many things you said. I was telling Stat. Stat didn't even want to listen no more. You were on a roll. You were on a roll. It was like you popped a molly and you were sweating.
Hey, yo, so do me a favor before we start the show. Yo, Nick, I like to go to an instant replay from 5 minutes ago so the audience can see what happened right before the show. Let's go to that real quick.
Players, the app is available in more than 30 states, including California, Texas, and New York, just to name a few.
Including North Carolina, LA, New York, to name a few. Oh. I'm your host for the day. And that's it.
Y'all have some lotion? Do y'all have lotion?
This is fucking runaway slave.
Do y'all have lotion?
Yeah, man.
Do y'all have lotion?
Yes, runaway slave.
Yo, Nick, you got that on tape?
You said, are you recording?
Oh, that's good.
Yeah, I need that, please. Please send me that clip immediately when the show is over. Send me that clip immediately, please. This too. All this right here. Send me all this. Oh, shit.
Bring you on a set.
This should I wear? Alright,
we back.
Yeah.
Alright, we back. Mace, who are you asking for lotion rubbing your hands like this? You out there talking about, I need lotion.
Because my hands were ashy.
I don't know, but that looked crazy though. And we just watched it. America just watched it. They'll be the judge of it.
Yeah, Nick, you're gonna be docked tremendously because of this.
What are you doing? What are you doing? What are you doing, bro? What are you doing? Who are you asking random people for the lotion, bro? To rub your hands like that. Like, poor Bear, what are you doing?
Yeah, that was a good one. That was a good one.
That's wild.
That was a good one, Paul. That's wild. Nick, the bonus is out of the question now. I thought we was on good terms, Nick.
Just so you know, Nick, he been waiting for a reason to get out there giving the bonus to you. Boy, it could have been anything. Nigga, I don't like the way you've been walking around.
Why are you breathing like that?
I can't fuck with you. I can't give you no bonus today? Like that.
Huh? You're sparing him today?
I'm definitely getting my notes together now.
Okay.
Yo, it's evidence. You just out there asking people for lotion, rubbing your hands. And then you got the lotion and sued it out. It's crazy. Pause. But hey, man, I dig it. I dig.
So we're going to start the top of the show discussing Ryan Garcia and Devin Haney. So Ryan Garcia accuses Devin Haney of a hate crime after Haney shoved him while they were on the Empire State Building. He said, "Devin touched me without my consent. I'm suing him for putting his hands on me. And I identify as a woman. So he touched me as a grown man and hit a grown woman. And I'm LGBTQ+, so now it's a hate crime." So thoughts on that tweet, the video footage that we've seen, and thoughts on the fight that is coming up this weekend.
This is trolling at its best.
Niggas say everything. Yo, no disrespect. The nigga was everything. Nigga said, "I'm a man, but I identify as a woman, and I'm LGBTQ. So, I cover all everything, nigga. I'm suing."
Yeah.
Yeah.
This is crazy.
And no disrespect and no different race. I'm just saying this is wild before a fight. Before he got a fight on this weekend, if he
identifies, let's just take the trolling into consideration. If he is identifying as a woman, can he fight tomorrow?
I mean
on Saturday, on can Saturday? He fight? If he identifies as a woman, can he fight?
I mean, if Devin Haney says yeah.
If there's a rule in Vegas. Garcia
says yeah. I mean, they ain't no rules against it, so.
He can't knock a grown woman out in under the boxing rules.
Whose rules?
This is what we're up against. Trying to talk about. You saw that killer. I gotta ask that. She's Generation Z. And then Generation Z, she said, "Whose rules?" Oh my goodness, this is hilarious. Cam, what do you think? Can he fight on Saturday or not?
Look, I get what you're saying. If we're going to take the trolling to the next level,
yeah.
If he's identifying as a woman, technically a man isn't supposed to fight a woman.
Yeah.
So that's what Mason's saying. But at the end of the day, he said he's a man, but identifies as a woman. So I really don't know which one it is. More of the story is, I think he taking trolling to the next level, bro.
Yeah.
I seen the nigga, he was snapping his fingers, doing the dance, all type of crazy shit. Yo, listen, I think I don't know if he's gonna be ready to fight, but I know one thing: if he is, he's definitely throwing niggas off.
Yeah,
he's definitely throwing niggas off. If this is some all Jedi mind trick type shit, he's definitely exactly winning the Jedi mind trick.
What was my boy name that used to smoke the cigarettes and walk in the ring and try to fight? Mayorga.
Mayorga.
Yeah, this is what came to mind. If he goes out Saturday and have anywhere near a good performance, his ratings are going up because he is definitely making headlines every time that he gets in front of a camera. And I think some people think it's throwing the fight off, but I think when it comes to fighting, all publicity is good. When it comes to fighting, all publicity is good. Unless you rape someone or kill someone, everything is good. It's good.
So you support his style of trolling?
He's trolling. I don't support his style of trolling, but they tell you to market the fight. He's marketing. He's bringing a whole new crowd. He's bringing a whole new crowd. So that's good. That's good marketing.
Yeah. No, I was looking at your gesture. I was like, yo, that's a mature mace. That. But he really just said, what the fuck is you talking to? Fuck you mean to? Fuck. What you mean? Do I support that style?
Sin said the same thing. Sin said when Mace goes like this, what he's basically saying is, yo, go ahead with that.
Said, I don't support. The gesture was like, I don't support that style of Trump. Fuck, that was fucking you talking to. Like I support it. Like, I'm with all
do
that.
Do I support it? But he's bringing new crowd. He's bringing a new crowd to boxing. If he says now he identifies as a woman and now he's actually, you know, reaching out to a new community to be a part of the boxing. And I think when it comes to boxing, DAZN or Golden Boy, they wouldn't care as long as them seats get filled up. But will he be able to handle it when they start really approaching him on it? You know, everybody like to troll until trolling goes wrong.
And then in response to that, do y'all want me to read the other tweet he said, or y'all want to go to the next question?
Yeah, go ahead and read it. We might as well. We're here.
After that, then he said about Devin Haney, Ryan Garcia tweeted, bro, I thought he was going in for a kiss, no cap. Diddy got him good. Devin whispered in my ear saying, come do me like Diddy Daddy. Pretty weird.
Yeah, he's trolling. He's definitely trolling.
That's what he said. He said,
come what? Say it again.
Come. He said, Devin whispered in my ear saying, come do me like Diddy Daddy. Pretty weird.
Yeah, that's This is wild. that's probably why he pushed him when he thought. Oh, but he's saying Devin said this to him.
No, he said, so Ryan Garcia basically tweeted this after Devin pushed him when they were on the building.
Oh, man. This is interesting. Dev got to knock him out now. And I'm not against the community. I'm saying that he definitely got to knock him out now.
Yeah.
Because if he even gets close to winning and he did this much trolling, like I said before, his stock is going high. Because this means he could sell the fight in unconventional ways and still can come to fight. And if he loses after all of this trolling, like an early knockout, it's a wrap. All the trolling he did.
Well, I'll say y'all are better than me because I'm all for trolling, but I think it's annoying. I think, like, which is crazy because I'm usually one to be like, yeah, like, do this, do that. But, like, I just feel like, all right, can we just get to the fight? Like, I just feel like he's doing the most, and it's kind of unnecessary. But if that's his style, that's his style. But I'm.
Cam, what do you think about his trolling?
Whatever sell the tickets, I ain't tripping on this trolling. Like, look, he's a little more like flamboyant than Hector Camacho. Camacho, like we ain't call it trolling back when niggas was trolling.
Yeah.
Man, niggas troll. Muhammad Ali, the biggest troll.
Mm-hmm.
That's why I said different styles of trolling. You get what I'm saying? Muhammad Ali, this is when you had to go trolling it, when nigga eating in a restaurant and go harassing nigga. Think about this, Murder. Roy Jones never lost, and I'm not, just no disrespect. Like, he was invincible, and then Tarver just kept trolling the nigga till we had to fight him. Like, if he ain't troll him in real life, Roy would have curved him, because I kept being like, who is this nigga keep trying to fight Roy? You know what I'm saying? So it's different ways to go about it. And maybe he on the sun that we don't know about.
And that trolling, if he that trolling good, did work. That trolling did work now. That trolling did work for Tarver.
Yo, but the nigga Bill said, because the ticket sales haven't been that great. So they asked Bill Haney why he doesn't think the ticket sales been that great. He said, because New York full of real niggas and they know Ryan is fake. I said, like, Bill Haney crazy. He said he been invited to a homicide. I said, yo, Bill knows how to market.
He been invited to a homicide.
Yeah, so.
But Floyd was a good troller as well. Floyd called what's his name? Sugar Shane, the leprechaun with this green suit he got on. I remember every time there was a 24/7. That's what made me start watching like boxing, like really, because Floyd was on there and he was trolling every time. Whether he was throwing money at the camera, that was the stuff that made me watch.
But that's still very different from the way that Ryan Garcia is deciding to troll. That's why I'm just like, okay. He definitely got Twitter fingers, which is like probably the new generation thing for sure. But
the whole thing about it is this. Like, yo, we're telling you what we grew up on. You tell us why he trolling like this.
I don't have an explanation for this because I don't even understand. Like, crazy. I'm usually the one who's like, oh, like, this is what people do. Like, this is different. Like, I've never seen somebody troll like this. And people do crazy things. I would rather him, like, do surprise pop-ups. Like, even when he came out on the fight, like, on the horse or the goat, whatever it was. But all of this, like, he pushes you on the building. And then rather than you saying something back then, you wait till you get home and go on your phone and then tweet that you now identify as a woman. And he shouldn't put his hands on a grown woman. Like, you had all the opportunity to do something then. So it's just like, all
that's
that
this
is
generation,
like,
though.
Like,
that is definitely this generation.
I don't like it. I do not like it.
that's definitely this generation. Because nobody's letting you push them on camera like that.
Right. Amen. It is what it is. Okay, so now let's discuss the play-in tournament. So the Heat lose to the Sixers 105-104. In general, what did you guys think of the game, and did it go the way that you guys expected?
Are you surprised?
Me?
Yeah.
I am, because we were up in the first half, and so coming back, just seeing how things kind of declined quickly and how offensively we just didn't play as well. Yeah, I'm surprised, because I thought things were gonna pick up momentum, and that's exactly what didn't happen. So
you was expecting them to win?
The Heat? I did say it was gonna be a tough game, but I thought that they were gonna be the ones to win this game.
Well, you know, games like this is not the ones you wanna lose. Especially you rather lose a game by double digits if you're gonna lose than right there, because you start thinking about all of the things you could have done differently. And I mean, it is better that they lost, though, for real. Because if they was going into the playoffs without a healthy Jimmy Butler, that wouldn't matter. So I think the team that needed to move forward definitely did. When you look at how you say his name? Batum? Huh?
Batum.
Batum having 20 off the bench. Anytime somebody's having 20 off the bench, that team should normally win. I like to go with the obvious. So when you got Joel Embiid, 23-15, they're definitely looking strong. You got Kelly Oubre. He could have done better. But once Tyler Hero does what he does and Jimmy Butler gets hurt, it's best that Miami did lose. Because I wouldn't have wanted to see a Miami team without playoff Jimmy Butler. I'm not going to lie. Even though I know Triple J, you're excited about Triple J stat. I would not want to see Miami without Jimmy Butler.
I just didn't want to see Jimmy Butler get injured at all. And we didn't
have me neither.
Added to us or Duncan Robinson at this point. But it's like, that's not like a, oh, like this is the better like outcome. Like it's still a terrible outcome. Like that's not what I wanted to see at all.
But you know how, and Cam, I know you definitely understand this. When you're playing a team and you feel like we lost to a team that's going to lose the next round. Like, we didn't lose to somebody who's going to win it all. You would feel better about that. But if you lose to somebody you know the next series is getting, you know, knocked out, then you're like, man, we shouldn't have lost to them. It was only 1 point. You get what I'm saying, Killer?
Yep, I do.
Yeah, like, them niggas ain't even – they're not championship material.
It ain't like the Heat is out. They still in it.
Yeah, but I'm saying even with that game, thinking about how if Jimmy Butler is not there, they are out.
Actually, the season is over. Their season is over. Love that for us.
I don't see them winning a series in the playoffs without Jimmy Butler.
No, what I'm saying is, I agree with you, but it isn't like it's over right this right second. It looked bad for him. The nigga finished the game, but he looked fucked up after the game. Yeah, he finished the game, but that shit was fucked up. He limped out of there for us. But I really believe that this is probably better to me. Well, you know, Jimmy Butler's hurt, but looking at the 76ers, they look really good. Tonight it was a hard fought battle, but I believe for me, my opinion, this may be better for the Knicks. I don't know. Miami just be having fucking New York number all the time. Don't matter what place they in, what year it is, they always got these niggas number. I think the Knicks may be okay against the 76ers, man. What you think, Murder?
Yeah, I definitely think that. You know,
Who would you rather them play if you think they're going to win the series?
I think they're better off against the Sixers. I think they would have a harder time against Miami because, again, they would have that perimeter defense that I'm talking about. But against the Sixers, I see Jalen Brunson, if he can get 61 against, you know, he definitely going to get 50. He's getting 50 on the Sixers. I'm putting that out there. So Sin going to be excited about this. Sin, you wanted me to say something good. I'm saying it. With that performance that Stephen Curry had, I got a bump pause. Jalen Brunson ahead of Steph Curry this year.
Okay.
Yeah, we're wildin'.
Saying a lot of things today. Aren't making
that
sense.
That was for Sin City. Yeah. Sin City, there you have it. You got to take use it now.
He'll be happy.
Yeah, I don't mean any
say,
of that.
He that's what he's going to say. Don't do it out of pity. I think Jalen Brunson had a sensational season. Like I said, to me, he's the best guard in the East Coast. It's exciting to see because, you know, as much as the Knicks complain, Knicks fans, that is, oh, we doing this and so-and-so is injured and Randall's injured and OG is injured. Look, y'all finished in second place. So, y'all, whatever's going on in the lineup and who's in the game, and you got to give Thibodeau a lot of credit for figuring it out. The chemistry is good right now. No matter who's hurt or not, y'all have great chemistry with whoever's playing. If it takes Jalen Brunson averaging 38 points, that's whatever the chemistry is, because y'all are winning. They got 50 wins and finished in second. This is whatever's going on. Stop complaining about the injuries, because this may not have happened if everybody's playing. And shout to Tibbs for, you know, figuring that out.
Yeah, I think now they can use the players that are coming back for trade bait, because I like the way this New York team is playing. Actually, I really do. It reminds me of, you remember when you was on a team with a bunch of guards and really no big men, and you were just pressing, pausing, and winning games because everybody was fast? That's what this team reminds me of. It reminds me of the early Knicks when they had Trent Tucker and Mark Jackson, and just, you remember that team. Roy Sparrow, Gerald Wilkins, just a whole bunch of niggas.
Well, what
I... the niggas had Gerald Wilkins, man. You got the whack Wilkins.
You're going to run into Gerald Wilkins. Keep it up. You're going to be running right into Gerald Wilkins.
That's a fact. Niggas felt disrespected because we got Dominique was the real Wilkins. Like, niggas like, how we get Gerald? Gerald thought he killed him when he jumped over the chair in the dunk contest. It was trash, B.
Well, what I will say is Miami losing this game was probably the best thing to happen for the Celtics. Because our next game, because Jimmy Butler is injured, I don't see us winning, meaning that the Bulls will probably play the Celtics, which I see the Celtics beating. Because if Miami would have won this game, we would have played the Knicks, and I think we would have had a better opportunity against the Knicks. No diss at any Knicks fans. That's just what I think would have happened.
That's what I just said.
Yeah, I'm agreeing with you, but still saying that, like, the Celtics, because we didn't touch, like, get to that point, I still feel like the Celtics have the best opportunity to win the Eastern Conference Finals now, because I just feel like they definitely have the upper hand compared to the other teams with an injured Miami.
Now I know how Cam feels. Now I know how you feel, Killer, when a nigga take your line and don't give you credit for it and try to act like they said something really brilliant.
That's crazy.
It's called plagiarism, Stat. That's you haven't crazy. Been out of school that long. It's called plagiarism.
I haven't, but I know what plagiarism is. You have a good grasp on the obvious, Mace. Yeah. Do you know that?
You put your name on my essay just now, on my thesis, Stat.
Welcome.
Welcome. Okay. So also along my world. Also along those lines, so the Bulls dominated the court, beating the Hawks 131-116. How did you guys feel about that game and the Bulls' performance? Should people be more concerned about the Bulls team?
Yeah, I knew Kobe White was nice, but I did not know he was that nice. Pause. When he put up 42 and he's 3-for-7 from 3-point land, and this is a good team. I mean, on a perimeter that he's playing against, so it's not like he's playing against scrubs. But he is around 6'6" at the point guard, so this is something to look out for, especially if they get Lonzo Ball back. This is a very strong team, I think, when it comes to how they was playing before Lonzo got hurt. And I know that was a year ago. But I think this team with just one solid big man could be a real problem in the East. And I wasn't surprised at them beating the Hawks.
Yeah, look, that kid Kobe went off. I watched the game, he killed. DeMar DeRozan's been looking good the last couple weeks before the playing even started. This Bull team seems like they're pulling it together the last 2 weeks of the season, because it's been a playing situation for them for a long time. And just injury plagued a lot. You got to think about this, man. Ball is not there, and Zach LaVine's not there.
Yeah.
So you got to think about that. That's important pieces, man. Mm-hmm. So where they're at, Congratulations to them. To be honest with you, I don't know. The better question is what's going to happen with Atlanta? Like the Murray and Ice Tray shit ain't working out. That shit ain't working out, man. And somebody got to go. I don't think that they want to get rid of a nigga like Trey because he sells tickets. But you're not winning games. He's actually declining each year since, you know, he sent the Knicks home packing like 2-3 years ago.
Yeah.
And niggas like, oh, he going to be one of them niggas. And it just hasn't panned out. And I don't think Murray's happy there either. So I would like to know what's going to happen with that situation. But congratulations to the Bulls.
Yeah, Murray had 30-6. Now, when I think of trading each one of these guards, a lot of people think that Ice Trey would do better with the Lakers. I tend to agree with that because if you send Murray to the Lakers, I think he'll play the same as the combination of Austin Reeves and D'Lo. It'll be the same type of play in that position, pause, because LeBron will have the ball so much. I think he would do very well if Murray went back to San Antonio. As crazy as that sounds. Right now, because they got Wemby, he probably already got a house out there. But they got to do something about this Atlanta team because it's too stale. You know, it's like you got two players play the same position. They both can get you 30 points. It's a matter of do you want a 6-foot guard that's going to get you 30 points or you want a 6'4 guard that could get you 30 points. I don't think you lose anything by keeping Murray and trading Ice Trey because I've never really seen a 6-foot guard or a 6'1 guard win a championship in the NBA other than Kyrie.
And then what I do want to add about...
And Avery Johnson.
What I do want to add about Kobe is that he was in the 2019 draft class, so I feel like this is more of an opportunity for him to be able to, like, kind of put his name on the map because compared to, like, Zion, Ja, Tyler, he was, I guess, kind of always overlooked. So they were discussing how, like, this is, you know, that opportunity for him to really be able to reprove himself again. So, I mean, we'll see what happens with the Bulls. And then I know I gave my prediction, but I got to ask you guys. Obviously, the Bulls will play the Heat. Who do you guys see winning that game?
The Heat.
Question mark?
I mean, they could pull this off one time, pause, on the Hawks, but they won't get this off again against the Heat. I think they'll be ready. Pat Riley, I have them ready to play, and so will Spoelstra.
I don't know. It depends. To me, it depends on if Jimmy Butler's playing or not, or healthy or not. Because if Jimmy Butler's not healthy, I think I may go with the Bulls the way that they looked last night. But now if Jimmy Butler's playing, I'm going with the Heat. A healthy Jimmy Butler, that is.
And you may have a point because DeRozan plays good against everybody but LeBron. So he doesn't have to play LeBron. He might show up again.
And then for Jimmy Butler's injury update, he did injure his knee, so he's set for an MRI. So with that being said, it is questionable. There kind of goes your answer. Not hoping for the worst, but we just are unsure of what will be next. Okay. We're going to go to break, and when we return, we will discuss an NBA player who received a lifetime ban. Don't go anywhere.
A lifetime ban?
Pink horsepower.
She called this thing about us toxic.
What's happening, baby? Baby, what's happening?
Why are you walking like that?
That's how I walk.
And then, like, you come on breathing on me like that.
I fucking breathe to live.
And, like, you used to be dark-skinned, and now you act like hella light-skinned.
Are you fucking blind? I'm dark-skinned. What the fuck?
And then, like, look at your beard.
The fuck is
your
wrong with my beard?
Looks stupid.
What the fuck are you talking about?
No, I don't even like the way you breathe in, all of that.
Has this ever happened to you? Your girl seems to be mad, angry, upset. She's frustrated. It's only one way to handle that. Pink horsepower.
refreshing.
No, 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 oh, no.
I'm just trying to give you a massage. Plus, have I told you how good your beard looks lately? It looks so good.
No.
PHP. It works every time.
Wait, where are you going?
Welcome back. Now let's get into our underdog fantasy picks of the day. On Saturday, the Cavs will play the Magic. Underdog fantasy has Donovan Mitchell at 6.5 first quarter points. Do you have him higher or lower, Mace?
Donovan Mitchell, how much?
6.5 first quarter points.
Lower.
Okay, Cam?
Lower.
Okay, Darius Garland is at 9.5 rebounds and assists. Do you have him higher or lower, Cam?
Higher.
Okay, and Mace, your boy Paolo Banchero is at 21.5 points. Do you have him higher or lower?
Higher.
Lower.
Okay. Download the Underdog Fantasy app and you can make your picks too. So it was revealed that Jonte Porter has received a lifetime ban for violating the league's gaming rules. They alleged he bet on games, passed on information to gamblers, and claimed illness to influence a wager. So what do you think about him being banned? And not even just being banned, being caught.
If you're going to ban him forever, right?
Yeah.
Like, if you're thinking about banning somebody forever, what did he do? Just bet on a game?
Yeah, but he was like, okay, like, say, you know, he had to score a certain amount of points, like, make sure, like, that's like.
Oh, he went crazy. Yeah. He went crazy. All right. Yeah, I didn't hear everything you said first. I think the league, if you're gonna ban somebody for betting, I just don't think they should have banned them forever. There's been people that have done a lot of things in the league. There's been major allegations against a lot of people, and they seem to be very tolerant and high tolerant towards certain things. So I don't know why they would do that with betting when even the sport is starting to open up to betting. You got major networks now talking about sports with betting present. And I know it's going to be a problem to people if it get out of control, but I don't think it should have merited a lifetime ban. I could see them banning them. I could see them banning them for some years, but not a lifetime ban. But realistically, how long was his career going to be anyway? No, I'm saying, because now I'm thinking it over in my head with a mic in front of me. But when you say lifetime, hey, yeah, ban,
that's pause. Crazy. That's, you know, crazy. That's crazy. Yeah, that's wild. Yeah.
Today has been so that. Like.
That's crazy.
Kim, I've been spamming you the whole last 2 days. You were on a run.
That sounds crazy.
You were on a run, Paul.
That sounds crazy.
You were on a run. You was on the run. Kim, you was on a roll.
You just grabbed it.
You was on a roll.
I'm thinking it over with a mic in my face and grabbed the mic. Pause.
Yeah. I did not grab the mic.
I'm looking at you, my nigga. Yeah. You said I'm thinking it over with a mic in my face now. I grabbed the mic. It's wild, bro. That's crazy, bro.
Yeah.
That's on you, though, man.
Yeah.
I tried to ignore this shit, my nigga. I'm trying to ignore this shit, man. What's the question stat so I can say what I had to say? This nigga murder is crazy. What was the exact question?
Yeah, so basically Jonte Porter, you know, has a lifetime ban from the league.
Hey, yo, murder. My bad. Yo, murder, the nigga. No, I smoked my morning blunt. Yo, listen. The nigga. Had they this is the teacher lesson joint. This is like, yo, you don't kill in this town. Yeah, you know, it's certain you know, certain cities where you
Virginia.
Go,
Virginia.
Yeah. Like, yeah,
you don't
yeah.
kill
one
in
time.
This
yeah. yeah, yeah, you don't do that here.
We are gonna make sure you know that.
We gonna make sure you understand from the jump. And like you said, no disrespect to the homie. I feel bad about it, but. You wasn't a superstar. If you was a superstar, they would have figured something out. Like Mace said, it would have been a few years, but they would have been a few years. This was like, yo, can we spare not having this nigga in the league? I'm like, yeah, you know, how much the nigga average? I don't know, nigga. Like, I don't know how much he averaged, but whatever it was, he wasn't important enough to keep around, and he was just not important enough not to keep around to make an example of. Niggas say, yeah, matter of fact, let's not just do that. Let's make a whole example so niggas know not to play. You got to get better. Because if it was certain niggas, that would have, they wouldn't have did it. you get what I'm saying, Murder? Like, yo, certain niggas, says Zion. They're going to give Zion 18 months.
Yeah, what Cam is saying basically is that your character doesn't matter. If you're a good enough basketball player,
it's true.
They'll figure it out.
they'll figure shit out, B. That's what
crazy.
I'm saying, man. So, it's a fact, though.
What do you think about
he
that?
He was just
that?
Not important enough.
I just think the whole thing is crazy. Like, because. When you hear lifetime ban, right, automatically that just sounds like a lot. It just sounds like that's really severe. Sounds, like, yeah. We ain't got to do all that. Like, but when you really look at the fine details,
how
like.
How old was he?
24.
Yeah, so that is like 16 years in basketball. Years.
Yeah. Still, no, because like the info. Okay, so let me read more details, right? So
he,
like.
He wouldn't play past 40 years old.
But still, like. Gambling the amount that they were like, so for example, I want to read more so people are up to speed on the, because it's kind of crazy the more you read into it. So
okay,
this is just one of the cases. There's another individual original receipt. He had an $80,000 parlay bet to win $1.1 million, basically saying that he would underperform against the Kings. To make sure that the bet would hit, he pulled himself out of the Kings game after 3 minutes, claiming that he was ill.
Oh, yeah, they had to do something
like
about
1.
this.
Like 1.1 million?
Yeah, now that
like,
I'm hearing
that's crazy.
It, they had to do something about this, because if that's the case, more players may say, you know what? My hip. I got that 7 points. I got 3 assists. My hip. And they're just meeting their parlay. And they can make $2 million a night. That's more than a game. And then because of that, the NBA will not be able to control the betting, because there's people swaying the bet. So I can see it now. It's messing up a lot of money and it's messing up the game.
Yeah. So especially because, like, so he was a two-way player. We know how those contracts are obviously significantly lower than, you know, just players on the team. But to make $1.1 million in one night and it hits and nobody knows, you're going to keep going.
And then go back to the Suffolk County Cougars playing for the G League. He need that 1.2. He can't afford to not take the 1.2.
Yeah, it's the situation is like, I feel bad when you hear it, but that's a lot.
Yo, bro, I don't feel bad because niggas are stupid. Yo, how you get caught? Like, yo, my nigga. Like, that's my whole shit. Like, yo, how you get caught, nigga? All right, cool. You trying to bust some moves, get some extra paper, cool. You get caught, then you doing, you the like, I already knew the information that Seth's talking about. You put up that much bread on a parlay? Yo, come on, bro. You the shit you doing is stupid.
What was the,
you're going to get caught. You're bugging.
What was the Chinese guy name? What was the Asian guy name in baseball? That was betting.
Otani.
Oh, Otani? It's
yeah. Like, you got to have you got to have a sidekick.
Well, technically, he wasn't betting, but
yeah, he wasn't.
That's like,
but technically,
you know,
he wasn't. Yeah, he wasn't.
What makes it saying is What makes it sin is this nigga riding with a gun in the car with nobody. Ohtani man was in the passenger and said,
yeah,
give me that. That's mine, my nigga. Don't worry about it. You got to go play. I'm going to take this. He riding solo. Just getting, yo, bro, what's wrong with you? To be honest, I don't really feel bad because I don't know what the, that's why I be asking Stat, what the fuck really be going on? Nobody talking to these niggas? So these niggas, like, yo, who is talking to these niggas, me? So nobody's telling you you might be bugging? Maybe. Like, yo, I don't know. That may not be a good idea, my nigga. Everybody might, around you is like, word. Nah, that's it right there. That's it. Nobody, yo, bro, you bugging. Niggas is dumb, B. I'm more mad niggas be getting caught.
That's the thing, though. Like, sadly, people don't care. Like, we hear a lot of news stories all the time, and y'all be like, how are they not thinking? Like, why did they do that? It's because the people in their corner, especially, like, younger generation, like, people aren't telling us to do the right thing. That's not being told.
Well, they better start telling y'all, Stat.
That's the advice? Yeah. Who's they?
The OGs got to start talking more, and they got to start telling people the real truth. That's why I try to tell the truth, because people need it, you know? Yeah. Young people, they don't know. At least we did have niggas who tried to tell us. We didn't listen, but at least they tried to tell us.
Yeah.
I don't think this generation people are real. Because the people that are older are trying to be the young niggas, so it's really nobody telling you because they're competing with you.
That's a good point.
That was a word. Like,
yeah. But when somebody's not competing with you, they could tell you because they're not trying to get your spot.
How we fix that? That can't be fixed.
It can.
You ready to cook?
No. What they used to call them, the statesmen, like the older people got to take a different role. But everybody's not ready to take that role yet.
Well, that leaves us with not a lot of help. a solution that is still pending.
There's a few of us out here, you know.
Yeah.
Cam would tell somebody what they need to hear. I definitely would tell somebody what they need to hear.
The problem is when I tell niggas what they need to hear, I think my cadence and my voice is deep, so they take it as I'm being disrespectful or talking and I'm crazy. And I'm not. I'm just telling you, cold, clean, I'm not sitting here got playing, yo, you got a problem. Do you want to fix it? I'm talking to you crazy. They don't know. You know, niggas is sensitive.
Yeah, what Cam basically is trying to say. You notice how each time each one of us talk, we have to give the other one have to give the disclaimer because sometimes I'm too straightforward and sometimes Cam is real passionate about what he's saying. So we could both be misunderstood. So
I could definitely see that.
So, I can't have to tell you, Mace really doesn't mean nothing by that. Because I don't. I'm actually just saying what I thought needed to be said.
It'd be from a good place, though, but I could see how the delivery is just like, dang. Like, some people like don't take that well.
Yeah, but they want the truth, you know?
Yeah.
Ooh, well.
Yeah, like, that's just how I talk, man. I ain't got time to be nice and put, like, for me, totally honestly, dead seriously, for me, it's really no in between.
Yeah.
I'm either dumb nice or I just got to tell you what I need to tell you.
Yeah. It's like certain words don't exist to New York people. Like, compassionate, you know, it's certain words that just they
hey, yo, listen,
they don't come hey, yo, listen. With New York.
We was on the phone the other day. The nigga Sin said, "Mace, you cruel, man." Nigga Mace said, "The cruelest."
I
It's New Year, and I respected it. I understand it. Can't, and there's really not a lot of compassion. He's right.
And then speaking of Jontay Porter.
But that's really probably only with New York people, though, because we understand that. Like, we don't expect compassion from each other.
Interesting. Like, he's shaking his head, too. I'm like, what?
Now, for you, we'll have compassion, but he doesn't expect that from me. He's not expecting that.
I mean, being from Florida, everything is very, like,
yeah,
sunshine.
Yes.
Let's always smiling.
Let's go.
You're like, okay. Like,
yo, you better get up. You're not that hurt. Get up.
Yeah. I will never forget when that woman fell in the window, and you guys were like, but she's strong. Like, you know, just
like, that was scary. That was scary.
That was like, this is how people need to be.
No, that's crazy.
Like, what?
She high.
Yeah.
I didn't say that. That's crazy.
Basically, that's what I heard. What he was. She'll be fine. That generation's fine. Got it.
Hey, yo, none of us got up to go help. Y'all just, oh, look.
It was eight people in the studio. Yeah, nobody moved. Nick didn't move either. Nick didn't move.
We said, oh.
Nick went, oh.
All niggas did was put the camera on her. That's even fella. Niggas shifted the camera on her.
Oh, gosh. That was definitely
so that. Yeah. That's how they do it in Queens. He's from Queens.
Gotcha.
Lisa in Harlem, we're going to wait to see if you're hurt. Then you're not hurt. Then we get to laugh if you're not hurt.
Okay. The more you know.
The more you know.
And then regarding Jontay Porter, he's the first active player or coach to be expelled from the NBA since 1954. So he made history, but not in a great way. So Rudy Gobert reveals that his family on his mother's side did not want him around because of his skin color. Grandma has said, we don't want that baby in our house. Thoughts on the story that he shared?
That baby what?
Him, like that baby. Like that baby. Because he was the black baby.
Wow. I thought he had the complexion for the protection.
Nope. Not in France. Well, not in, that's not true for people in France. Got to clarify that.
Yes.
In that household.
Wow. His grandmother said that? What do you do if your grandparents are racist? Or I'm learning that people say they're not racist. They say they just have a preference. You think that's true? Cam, do you think that's true? Before we pause deeper into this conversation.
My grandfather, I didn't grow up with my blood grandfather. Like, my grandfather that you met, Mace, was just married to my grandmother before I was born. But my blood grandfather didn't fuck with my father because he said he was too dark.
Wow.
Yeah.
But is it possible that people just have people that they prefer? Like, I prefer these type of people. It's not racist. It's just a preference. Is that possible? Like, you have people you prefer?
I mean, you can definitely have a preference, but in this context, that's not a preference. That's blood. That's family. And if you don't want somebody around because of the color of their skin, that's crazy.
Do you have family members you prefer?
Prefer over others?
Yeah.
I have family members that I'm closer with than others, but that doesn't mean that I prefer them more than others.
But you didn't answer the question.
I
do
did
you
answer
have
the question.
Family? You can't say it on TV. I know Cam have family members he prefer.
Why did
I'm agreeing with Stat on this for a minute, man, before we move on to preference.
I think
because you have to think about this. You got to think about this, Murder.
Yeah.
And I'm talking about from my family point of view. Yo, you don't fuck with your son because he's too dark. But if you're light skinned, you had to have sex with a dark skinned woman. So did you prefer that?
Good question. Now, mm-hmm. now we're really getting somewhere. But maybe, maybe that was a mistake that night. We don't know. I'm not saying that he was, but it could have been something.
No, but that's how. Yeah. No, that's how I even look at it with my grandparents. It's like, yo, you know how it is, nigga. Yeah. Nigga's like, yo, I don't mean to be rude with my family like that or nothing, but it is what it is. But at the end of the day, whether it was a one night stand, slip up, whatever, like Stat said, it's still blood. But nigga was like, nah, I'm good. I'm straight. So I understand the story with Rudy Gobert. At the end of the day, look, if they ain't fuck with you, they ain't fuck with you. But like, don't start being like 34 and start having backflashes and like, yo, you ain't just winning a chip, nigga. This ain't time for that story. That story yeah, gonna come with the documentary story. And all that. Yeah. Yeah, that story supposed to come with the doc and all that. This ain't the time to say, you ain't, we ain't win yet, nigga. You don't bust out with that to try to pull a tear jerk of pause. Nah, bro, you ain't win nothing yet, bro. Say that.
See, this the... This the non-compassion I'm talking about. Nigga, you ain't win yet, nigga. Nigga, he's broke and false. He like, my family don't want me. Can't say. You didn't win yet, nigga. Say that.
That ass though, bitch. Yeah. Yo, why you pull out of... Well, yo, bro, it's just, yo, niggas... Y'all niggas came in third, my niggas. Yo, get ready for the playoffs, nigga. What are you talking about?
Well, just to
talk about compassion. Hold on, mother. Rudy Gobert was out here spreading the COVID. Rudy Gobert spread the COVID in the league, nigga. Y'all wiping microphones, doing all type of wash in the league. Rudy was first.
Rudy brought COVID to the NBA. Pause.
Yeah,
allegedly.
He have no compassion. Niggas start wiping microphones and all that. Come on, my nigga. Wait till the doc.
Well,
my bad, Stack.
No, it's okay. I just wanted to give more context because I guess this was supposed to be a bit of a tearjerker because he basically, because of all the sacrifices his mom made, because after those comments were made, you know, she did kind of keep him away from family and just made to take care of him. He was talking about how he recalled the moment he saw his name in an NBA mock draft, and it represented a source of validation. He took pride in seeing his family's name plastered in other places, and he wanted to serve as an example for younger players and fans to show it's okay to be emotional and be your authentic self, which is why he gets emotional in a lot of different cases. But this stems, he is the way he is because of his story. So I don't know if that changes you guys' opinion at all or if what you say still stands, but this is just part of who he is.
Now I'm starting to think like Killer. He trying to turn the story. He trying to take the real MVP from KD mom. That's what I'm hearing. He trying to make a new MVP. We ain't going with that. You got to do that from France or you. You can't do that here. Me saw KD go, you the real MVP. He said, oh, I'm gonna take a page out of that book. Nah, no, you're not. Not on my watch. You're not gonna take that page right now. Wait to the doc, like Killer said. Wait to the doc.
Yeah, man, that's how I felt about it. It don't change my opinion. If you're asking me, Stat, no, it doesn't change my opinion. Because, I mean, don't get me wrong. If somebody asks him the question, cool, I dig it. But you could just say, I'll tell you more later. Like, fam, the shit I just told you about just now, I'm only even bringing that story up because we talked about this. That's in the doc. When my doc came out, that ain't for now.
Yeah, that ain't
for now. It's in the doc, nigga.
Story ain't told just, yet.
Yo, I could have, yo, fam, I could have, yo, check it, listen, nigga. I could have been like, me and Murder got back together. I could have hit niggas the next 2 days, like, and they ain't want me neither. It was You know, it isn't just about me and Murder getting back together. It's about how my family didn't want me. and my grandfather didn't claim us. And yo, nigga, we can do these stories every week.
Yeah, if these are stories, we got a whole series.
Yeah, exactly.
You know what I'm hearing though, for real though, I think it's time for people to really understand they don't prefer you. I think that's a powerful realization. Instead of looking at it one way, a new way to look at it is they don't prefer you. And if you look at it that way, it'll bring the power back to you because you just recognize that it's not really nothing wrong with you. It's just you're not what they prefer. But there is somebody that prefer you. This is just not the person that prefer you.
So are you saying that in general or in context family, of the conversation?
Relationship, business, industry, culture. You're not what they prefer. Sometimes people do a great job and they get nothing from it. And then somebody does lackluster performance and they go crazy and people try to figure that out. When they don't realize, really, this is just the group that doesn't prefer you. You're going to find somebody that prefer you, but this is not it. And that's what it was for Rudy Gobert. They didn't prefer him, even though it's in a family. I know it doesn't make sense right now, but just...
It makes no sense to me right now.
Just remember I told you it. Because when you're there and somebody's like, you know what? Nah, I'm cool. And you like, but I'm stat baby. Just know they didn't prefer
no,
you.
No, okay, base. Because when you say statements,
somebody
no,
that does.
When you say statements like that, certain things need clarification. We're talking about a young Rudy Gobert who grew up in France, and his family. It's not a I don't prefer you, Rudy, because you know, like on this league, we want a shorter player. Like that's his family saying we don't prefer you because you're black. Like, that's a very different context from just not being preferred by a group of people or not being preferred because, you know, I'm not attracted to you, or I think you're this, or I think you're that. That's very different from a family member not wanting you in the household because the color of your skin is black. Mind you, he's light skinned.
I hear your plight. I really do hear your plight. But what I'm trying to give you is the keys. I'm trying to give you the keys. Hear me out. Let me land. That's how the young folks say.
Okay.
Let me land.
Let them cook.
Yeah, let me cook. What I'm actually trying to do is give you the keys so you can make it where you need to go. Because in family sometime, I know that seems strange because it's Rudy Gobert, but I just asked Cam this, and I asked you this, and you couldn't answer it because the truth is, even in family, there's people that prefer other people and don't prefer you. Okay. It's not something we could talk about, but that's why it's so revealing when he says it. But there's people every day that's not preferred in their family.
Yeah.
And instead of them,
I'm gonna give you an example. I'll give you an example a little bit, but makes it sense that, and just so you understand it, so it doesn't seem so callous, and it's coming off a little bit callous, but I understand what Mace is saying 100%, 1,000,000%. You come from a great household, so I'm gonna give you an element. If you're a grandmother, or let's just use a grandmother, your son has a baby with this one woman,
mm-hmm.
That's cool. Then your son has a baby with another woman, not even race or none, same race, they both black. The grandmother may not fuck with the second mother like that, so she's not accepting this baby like that. I'm fucking with the first baby mother, even though if he may not with her, and that's my real grandbaby. So
exactly.
Now, this baby can't come to the house because I fuck with this baby. That's like another scenario I went through. That's what I'm saying is because, you know, grandmother may not fuck with the girl that you fucking with, and you already got another kid with another girl that she do fuck with, so the kid suffers from that.
Yeah.
if that makes sense.
That's exactly what I'm saying. And normally the child that's not preferred is the one that becomes the most successful. Oftentimes. Mm-hmm. So that's what I was saying. And it happens a lot in families.
Mm-hmm. I just wanted you to have more clarification because I could see somebody hearing that, right, based off of the line that I just said. And we know how social media works.
Yeah.
Being like, Mace said that Rudy Gobert's grandmother not preferring him is, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I just like to ask follow-up questions.
No, I said
so
her not preferring him, if he internalizes it, it's gonna mess the rest of his life up. He can understand that she didn't prefer me, and I can use that as energy and tools to go and be something great. And now, because she'll come back around, because when somebody is not preferring you, it's because of something that's normally missing in themselves. Now, when he has success, I can almost guarantee that she's reached out.
You don't feel like she's reached out yet?
No, I said I can almost guarantee that she has.
Oh, okay.
Because what's missing in the person not preferring you a lot of times is in them. It has nothing to do with you. So that's why I was trying to give you the keys to live mm-hmm. around it and go around it, because mm-hmm. it doesn't have nothing to do with you when a person preferred this, mm-hmm. like a woman that prefers a guy with money and have all this money because she never had money. It has something to do with her. It doesn't. It's not really based on that. Mm-hmm. That's why they got me here. That's why they paid me the big bucks.
The big bucks. Well, let us know what you guys think about the Rudy Gobert situation. But that's all the time that we have for today. Thanks for watching. And as always,
Hold on. Yo, what do you think, real quick, Murda, that Zion's not playing? He's out with a hamstring.
Nah. I don't think actually they're going to be able to win without Zion. Trying to win without Zion is almost like Miami trying to win without Jimmy Butler. I can almost guarantee they're not going to see that win. And Sacramento will be hitting the lights. I guarantee you they'll be hitting the lights.
Yeah.
Tracy Lee.
So Sacramento going to beat you. You saying Sacramento's going to beat a Zionless Pelican?
Yeah, if they don't got Zion, they're not winning.
I just wanted to ask you that real quick because he's out. That's fucked up, man. Had a really good game last game. I'm sad about that.
Oh, yeah, they're going to be able to – what's that thing? They're going to be able to hit the lights in Sacramento.
They got to go to New Orleans. They got to go to New Orleans, but if they win, they'll have some home games.
Yeah.
That's how I feel about
– I'm good. I just wanted to ask him that.
But, okay, cool. That's all the time that we have for today. Thanks for watching. And as always, it is what it is.